Hello?
Hello?
Alex?
Hello?
Is this Alex?
Yeah.
Alex, this is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
I'm glad you're able to join me for this time together. We have some things to talk about. How are things in California?
Great.
Good. We're beginning to have fall here, starting to see a little bit of the color changing in Indiana.
Oh, wonderful. Where are you again?
I'm in Indiana.
In Indiana, okay.
I'm in the cornfields of Indiana.
Oh, okay. So you're where you can really see the changes.
North Central.
Yeah, we don't see that many changes. In our area, the biggest change we have for the fall is seeing where all the grapes, the wine grapes, are growing.
Oh.
To see the changing of those leaves. That's
yeah.
That's the most beautiful part of fall here.
I like fall.
Yeah.
I especially like fall because it's when the students come back to campus.
Yeah, it's an exciting part. By the springtime, we're ready for the summer break.
Yes. I think that's pretty universal.
Yeah.
We're going to talk today about your use of fun elements in your statistics class.
Okay.
And I have some questions to ask you. I think this will probably take about 30 minutes, maybe a little longer, depending on how much we want to talk. But I don't think it'll take a big chunk out of your day.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So let's begin with, I would like you to provide a brief description of your typical students.
Okay. So I teach at Ventura College, which is a two-year college in Ventura, California, which is a city of about 110,000. We have a wide variety of different students, from students that are planning to transferring to top four-year universities around the country to students that are struggling to even complete degrees or certificates at the college, as well as some community members that take classes for enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
My students primarily are taking it either as a required course for after transferring or in some cases to satisfy their math requirement for their two-year degrees or certificates. So the students I have vary a little bit in age, and then I occasionally get some students that are a little different. In the last couple of years, I've had a lot of students that are going back due to job situations that have changed, and so some already have bachelor's degrees or even master's degrees and are continuing
mm-hmm.
Their educational goals. But that's not as common. Most students are in the younger camp.
Okay, so you have mostly traditional age college students with a mix of adult learners.
Exactly. And again, they've come from varied backgrounds. Some have been very successful in other math and science courses, but others have struggled. And so kind of have to deal with, again, a wide variety of different issues. I teach, this semester I'm teaching two traditional sections of statistics and one online section. And I generally organize the classes, both the classroom and the online, in the same way.
Okay.
Except for, of course, the online students don't get to meet with me in person and with each other in person, but otherwise, the activities that they do in the learning process is very similar.
Do you have a wide variety of majors? I mean, are they going into a wide variety
Yes. I collect data on them. You know, we do surveys, and when looking at the prospective majors again, I'd say a majority of them are looking to transfer to four universities in this particular course. And then the degrees they plan on pursuing vary from business to communications to nursing to, you know, even an occasional math student.
Mm-hmm.
So they do run the gamut. Usually we have almost 15 different programs represented in the typical class out of, 40-some students. So it is much running the gamut of different types of students.
Do you have about an equal gender balance?
About a what?
Do you have about an equal gender balance?
No, we have probably at least 60-70% of the students are female.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have quite a few more females. I mean, at the college as a whole, we have more females, but in the statistics, it depends on which course. I also have a differential equations course this semester where I have, 35 males and just a small handful of, maybe five females.
Mm-hmm.
But in, that's also true in, our calculus sequence and so forth. But in the statistics classes, it's the ratio is far reversed in the other direction.
Okay. That's very interesting. Let's see. Okay. Of the different fun elements, excuse me, that you've tried in your classes, can you tell me about them? What have you tried?
Sure. My students have daily in-class activities that they do. And what I've been doing is incorporating with those activities. They'll have cartoons attached to the descriptions of their activities that they do each day, or jokes, or quotes, or occasionally even a song, a statistical song, depending on what the day's activities. I try to make those activities the fun things that I've had related to the activities that they do that particular day. So, for example, like right now we're discussing probability, so I included a joke related to probability, and then I had we were working on figuring out the probability of there being a match for birthdays, so I included there's a happy birthday song about people matching birthdays, changing the lyrics, so included that as well. Just to kind of lighten up the mood a little bit before we do a little bit of more complicated work in the class.
Mm-hmm. So your fun elements tend to be attached to your activities.
Exactly.
Okay. Are these classes typically lecture, typically discussion, a mix of the two?
Not so much lecture. What I usually have the students do I'll give them a little introduction to what we'll be doing and show them kind of how we'll be doing it. Then they have a series of activities that they'll work, and then after they complete each activity, we have a small discussion,
mm-hmm.
and I relate it to the material that's being covered, and we discuss it a little bit. So the lecture elements are more just, it's not non-traditional. It's more just kind of little brief moments of me talking just kind of related to what they've done and explain what they've done and how that relates to the material we're covering.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if the students need kind of more delivery of kind of a more traditional lecture, they do have lecture videos that they can watch at home in addition to textbook and PowerPoint slides and so forth. But in the class itself, I lecture very little in the statistics course.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably good.
Well,
personally, my students do not like lecture very much.
Yeah. And we have, we're lucky also, I've got a cart of netbooks for student use, so I use Java applets and then statistical software in class with the students to wear along with their activities, so that's nice.
Do you use the same fun elements in your online class as you do in your
I haven't because, I'm not sure that you know, since they're kind of already in a more relaxed setting at home, hopefully, to where maybe that aspect isn't I don't know if it would be as beneficial, but I may try that next time I do it.
Okay.
I wasn't doing that this time, but since their parameters for working on the activities, they don't have that extra kind of pressure of being in the classroom setting. But it's possible that the fun resources may also be beneficial in that setting as well. But I don't know.
Have you found that any of these individual things, jokes, quotes, songs, cartoons, work better than others?
Not yet. I mean, I haven't really seen that. I only get kind of feedback. I think most students kind of glance over them and maybe chuckle to themselves a little bit, but, you know, nothing too. I don't notice any profound impact, but I've from talking to students, I think just it helps them sometimes just relax a little bit, and but I don't think any one particular thing, and I'm not sure how much the content, because a lot of the humor or the songs, I think the students find maybe a little bit corny sometimes, so it's not something that they kind of take too seriously, which is good, because I think that's the whole point for me is that. So I'm not sure it really matters too much the exact content of those things.
Okay. How you use these every day, daily?
Yes. No, my classes are we meet just 2 days a week.
Okay. But each class period.
This semester, Monday, Wednesday schedule, and then next semester I'll have a Tuesday, Thursday schedule.
And my next question is, how much time is devoted to these particular things? It sounds like they're very, very quick for you.
Yeah, they're quick, but they're kind of they may lead to the activities will take most of the class period that they do, and so they may kind of we may come back to those hopefully as they work through. Since they're related to what they'll be doing that day, maybe some of the humor will resonate, and they might get the joke a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
as we continue through the activity of the day.
Okay.
So the initial, of course, reading is very quick, but how much it resonates with them, it may have a greater effect throughout the class period is what I hope.
Okay, I'm going on to the next page. Soon. Pages are sticking together.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Why did you choose these particular types of fun activities?
Well, I try to kind of vary the things, but I try to pick ones that are related to what we do that day, and so I had an easier time finding some things than other things. And some things I may not be as comfortable, like, I know some people like coming in and maybe working with songs, singing songs together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that wasn't something that I was going to try in my own classroom.
Okay.
But so I found activities that I was comfortable with, and that seemed to relate to the other things we were doing in the class.
All right. And they all seem to be about the same amount of effective as far as you can tell.
As far as I can tell, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything.
Right. Do you notice that different types of students respond differently to the different types of fun things?
Possibly. I think some students, I think it's more related to the content itself that sometimes they're, something is, really has a little bit more meaning to it. Some students kind of may prefer that, and then some students like to extremely like things that don't really have much in the way of deep meaning to them. But I don't have any no real strong factual basis for that. It's just kind of.
And the students generally like them.
Yeah, like all the feedback I've had has been positive. I haven't found it's not like it's really helped them as far as getting any kind of deep insight into statistics
mm-hmm.
itself. It's just been more just kind of lightening up the mood.
Okay. All right. Now, this is a little bit of a complicated way this sentence has been written. Of the things that you have not tried but would be open to trying, are there anything like that? Are there any things like that that you would be open to trying but you have not tried yet?
Sure. I mean, I think, you know, every day I'm kind of open to trying anything, but I do want it to be somewhat relevant to what we're doing. So,
mm-hmm.
Any of the fun resources that I see, as I look online, anything I haven't used yet, if it becomes relevant to what we're actually discussing that day, I'd be open to trying anything.
Yeah. All right. That's clear. All right. Okay. Now, of the things that you are not open to using,
yeah.
The question is, why have you not chosen to use those things? And you mentioned group singing.
I don't know. I just sometimes, you know, there's certain things that I part along with this is I really want students to feel comfortable and in a space where they don't feel threatened, and I don't want to kind of force them into any activity that might harm that comfort that they might
mm-hmm.
feel. And so sometimes maybe certain things, if they feel uncomfortable with a certain activity, and some students might feel uncomfortable with the singing, then I certainly would not want to do something like that.
Okay. This is a question that may reiterate some of the things we've already discussed.
Okay.
It says, of the modalities that you've used, of the different elements that you've used, what delivery system did you use?
They're getting a handout anyway with the day's activities, so I just attach the cartoons or jokes or songs, whatever, is just attached to that activity.
All right. Yeah, we did discuss that.
And occasionally we might, you know, read it together,
mm-hmm.
In particular if I kind of, maybe later on after we've done an activity and I kind of want to point them back towards the relationship there, or maybe I'll understand some of the humor a little bit that may have been lost a little bit before they've done the activity.
Do you ever use them in out-of-class assignments?
I don't.
Okay.
Now, they do quite often. They won't finish their activities during the classroom setting, so they may go home with them and continue working on them out of class, but at least the start of it is in the classroom setting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. We are almost done, and this
All
has
right.
not been very long. Do you have specific hesitations to using fun elements? Is there anything that would hinder you from using anything?
Well, if there's things that made students uncomfortable,
okay.
but also if it ever I thought made maybe too light of the topic, like certain things, like I find that like there's always people like to joke about, you could prove anything you want with statistics, or how to lie with statistics, and I think that sometimes detracts from the science of statistics itself.
Okay.
And I am hesitant to do that. I feel like sometimes statistics gets a little bit of a bad rap in some of those contexts, and so I'm hesitant to poke too much fun at statistics itself. So
it's dear to my heart too.
What?
It's dear to my heart too.
Yeah. So you know, I'm willing to laugh a little bit at the work we do, but not taking it too far.
Okay. Can you give me anything additional about your motivations for using fun elements?
Well, I'm interested. I just want my students again to feel like this is something. Statistics is something they can learn and something they can do, and anything that could bring about that change. I do have a lot of students that are very fearful, and in some cases, maybe even more so than in my other math classes. As far as they kind of just see this word statistics and they it scares them, so something that takes away some of that fear factor I think might be helpful to them. So that was part of my motivation, and just trying something a little different to see what effect it might have on the students in my class.
All right. I believe that's the end of the questions.
All right.
I want to thank you for participating.
All right.
And your name will be put into the hat for the drawing for a $25 gift card.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And we will let you know if you happen to be the winner. And I thank you again for speaking with me today. We do value your input.
All right.
Thank you
so much. And look forward to seeing the results of your research.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Please stand by.